Okay. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm Father Celso, and we're going to continue with the three appeals of Luisa Picaretta that Jesus and Mary gave to her. And we're going to continue where we left off. And it's basically, Jesus says, I, God, have prepared everything for you in my holy humanity. So what Jesus is showing us is that as God, he has prepared everything. He came to earth to begin again as the new Adam. Our Lady came to earth to be the new Eve, and they want to give what Adam lost back to mankind. That is to be in God's image and likeness. So Jesus comes to earth, and what happens? He says, I have prepared everything in my holy humanity. Everything is ready. Jesus has done everything. Everything is ready for the kingdom. And that's why he only taught us one prayer, the Our Father. He taught us the Our Father so that we could all pray what Jesus wanted us to pray. And what is that? May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. This is what's happening. This is why there's such confusion in the world. This is why it seems like everything is falling apart. It's because the kingdom is coming. The 2,000 years of praying the Our Father is being fulfilled. And he says, I, God, have prepared everything for you in my holy humanity. So with Jesus on earth through the Blessed Mother, we have the new Adam. With Mary on earth, she is the new Eve. What did they bring to the earth? The Catholic life, the universal life that Adam lost. Why? To go back to where we were before the fall. Now think about it. Through holy baptism, what happens? We enter into God's image. How do we enter into God's likeness? Jesus says to Luisa, I will give you the book of heaven to show you how and why this is going to happen. He says, basically, we had to learn the ABCs of the Catholic life through the holy saints, through the teachings of the church. And now God is saying, I want you to re-enter into this abundant life of Jesus, the new Adam, of Mary, the new Eve. So this is what he says. I, God, have prepared, I have prayed for, and I have obtained all the graces, all the helps, all the light, all the strength for each and every one of us, for you to receive a gift so great. Everything's ready. As Catholics, as faithful and obedient Catholics, we can receive this. See, Adam was unfaithful. Adam was disobedient. But when we learn how to be in God's image through holy baptism of the Catholic Church, when we learn how to enter into this abundant life, what happens at that point is that Jesus says, now you can begin to reflect and live in my likeness. That's what God has been waiting for. That's this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's coming. Great things are in store for mankind. The kingdom is coming. So he says this. He says, I, God, have prepared everything for you in my holy humanity. As God, I have prayed for. As God, I have obtained graces. As God, I have obtained helps. As God, I have obtained light. As God, I have obtained strength for you, for each and every one of us, to receive a gift that is so great. This is the time that God is going to give this gift to the world. He says, on my part as God, in my part as God, I, God, have done everything. He's done everything. When we read the book of heaven, God keeps expanding our capacity to understand more, because for all eternity, we are going to be in awe of God. God is so beautiful. He is so holy. He is so perfect. He is so loving. He has done everything, he says. And he says, now is the time that I want you to embrace this gift. He says this. He says, so now I, God, am waiting for you to do your part. So God has done everything, but we have to respond. We have to respond to God. And he says, I'm waiting for you to do your part. So what is our part? What is our part that God is expecting us to do? What could it possibly be? So he says this. This is what's great. He says, who would be so ungrateful as to turn me, God, away? He says, I don't think anybody will be ungrateful for what God is bringing to mankind, what God is bringing to his holy church. See, the holy church, Jesus says, has to be purified. He says, mankind has to be purified. Why? Because what's coming to the earth is so glorious that the earth at this point is not worthy of it. So God is going to bring this purification, and he's asking us to get ready for this purification, to basically change our ways so that we can be ready when the kingdom is here. See, if you know anything about Our Lady of Revelation, Our Lady of Revelation, an approved apparition in Rome, Italy, in 1947, Our Lady of Revelation said to Bruno, who she appeared to, time is now come to an end. That was 73 years ago. Time is now come to an end. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of this era of sin. A new era is coming. Why? The kingdom is coming on earth as it is in heaven. There's great things in store for mankind. This is why he says, on my part, I, God, have done everything. So now I'm waiting for you to do your part. He says, don't be ungrateful. He says, to turn me away and not welcome the gift that I am bringing to you. So we can say no to God. This is what happens when we sin. When we sin, we say, no, God, I don't want what you want. I want what I want. And that's why we go to confession. We go to confession to say, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I don't want to live like this any longer. I want to make a firm purpose of amendment to avoid near occasions of sin. Jesus says, get ready for the kingdom. Jesus says, don't turn me away. Jesus says, I want to give you this gift of gifts. So this is what he says. He says, you have to begin to understand. He says, you have to know that my divine love is so great that I, God, will forget about your past life. That's magnificent. He knows what we thought. He knows what we said. He knows what we did. He knows what we failed to do. And he says, I'm going to forget about your past life. And this is what he says. I will forget all your sins. I will forget all your evils. I will bury them. So here's dirt. I will bury them in the infinite ocean of my divine love. So you see dirt and you see water. Then he says, and my love is so great that I'm going to burn all your sins away. So we have dirt, we have water, we have fire. He says, and we will then begin to live a new life together, one with God, fused with God, forever, never to be separated, forever, to be where Adam was before the fall, walking and talking with God in the cool of the evening. This is what God planned from the beginning. And our God is asking us. Our God is pleading with us. I want to give this to you. Would you come to me, he says, and let me give this gift to you so that we can begin to live a new life together. Do you see what God is doing? A new life together with God. This is just so astonishing. He says, because it will be all of his most holy divine will. That's where we are. So Jesus has got everything planned. Jesus has got everything ready. And he didn't ask your parents to have this gift. He's saying, now it begins with you. Now, your parents were probably wonderful people, but it wasn't time for them. Why? Just like it wasn't time for Moses and King David and Elijah to have received the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. Why? It wasn't time for that yet. They were good, holy men and women of the Old Testament, but none of them were ontologically changed through holy baptism. None received the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ in Holy Eucharist. None of them received the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit, the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit. Why? It wasn't time. Jesus says, now is the time for not only to have this, what the saints have taught us, what the men and women of the Old Testament has taught us, but now what God is going to bring to the earth through this little newborn, Luisa Picaretta. We are living in extraordinary times. Our God loves us so much that he has predestined us to live at this time so that he would give us this gift so mankind can begin to live the new era of the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. This is really a glorious, glorious time to be alive. Read the book of heaven, and you can never be the same. So we'll end there with a blessing. May the blessing of our God through the holy wood of the cross bless us and heal us divinely in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.